knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
It's Dean, Bill. He's
Dean.
Oh,
I know he's Dean. You don't have to convince me. He's Dean. He's Dean Richards. Dean, is it true? I see you on the injured reserve list. Are you not feeling 100%?
No, I feel fantastic.
You're feeling all right?
He was sick.
What's wrong with you?
Like a month ago.
Oh, I get my memos late.
Bill, I had the influenza.
Oh, no.
I had the influenza and...
Did you rest? I hope you rested.
Well, I was sick. This is like a month ago. I was off for several days. I was like three days. I was completely wiped out. And then my voice, just has been slow to come back.
Oh, no.
That's all.
Are you going to get a flu shot next year, Dean?
I usually get a flu shot, and I usually get the flu. I get everything. I like to stock up on everything. Give me a little flu.
But you know what, Dean? When all is said and done, when your life is coming to its close, you can say, I did it all. Whatever was coming, I did it.
You did it your way.
Absolutely. Why couldn't you do that?
I don't know. I've always been. Whenever I get a cold, I'm super sick for a few days, and then I start to feel better. But then I still sound sick for about 6 months after that.
You know what you need is some Vicks VapoRub.
You know, I bought some. I thought I had some, like from 30 years ago in my... And I looked for it, and I couldn't find it. And I went to the store, and I bought some new Vicks VapoRub.
Yeah, that's
fun. Very exciting.
I haven't tried it, but...
Do you know what I found in my nightstand
drawer?
What's
in there?
Well, besides that, I found an old bottle of mentholatum. Do you remember that
stuff?
Oh, sure.
What's that?
It's just like Vicks VapoRub. It might have been the predecessor.
Yeah, I think it might have been.
But mentholatum, it's the same type of thing, but I'll bet you that jar is 50 years old.
Wow, that sounds safe.
It's fun because then you can go around and smell like a velament. Remember those?
At least I'm sugar free.
At least.
Did anyone else have this with the Vicks VapoRub?
What?
When we were sick, my dad would slather it on our chests, of course. But his thinking on this was that if it's good on you, it must also be good in you.
Excuse me? He made you eat it?
And he would take a spoonful of Vicks VapoRub.
I don't think that's edible.
And you would have, I don't think it is either. But we ate it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but didn't, like if your nose was stuffed, didn't you put it in and
around your nose?
So it's the same thing as eating it.
In the nostril area. Yeah, not a whole like. Tablespoon, it seemed like.
I don't know.
I'm not sure what he gave us.
And your dad liked you, right?
I'm not 100% sure about that.
Dean, I'm not kidding. I don't think Vicks is to be eaten. I think Vicks is just to be rubbed.
Lived.
No, I think that's true.
Oh, no.
But that indeed is, we had that. And then on my mother's side, on the Greek side.
Yeah.
My grandmother, who was very superstitious, she used to do, if you got the flu, she used to do this thing that I guess is now like a big New Age thing called cupping. Wendy does that.
I've done that.
That where you take a glass with cotton inside of it.
Yeah.
Like alcohol-soaked cotton inside. You light the cotton on fire, and then you stick the burning mess on your chest. The fire goes out because there's no oxygen.
Opa!
But the glass sucks onto your chest because, you know, it's... extracting the
toxins.
Is that how yours goes?
No. Now, this was done by your grandmother?
Yes.
Like an at-home version of cupping?
Very at home.
And she, I guess, I remember, I
had Vicks VapoRub on my breath.
You guys remember Michael Phelps did this.
Highly flammable. Right. Yeah. Phelps did this at the Olympics.
Right. And I did it, and I have to go back to doing it because it really does draw the toxins out. If you have a lot of stress in your shoulders, it works. But they kind of light a lighter in like a those little baby remember when you'd go to a fair in school and you'd throw a ping pong ball
to get a goldfish? Sure.
That's what this is like. Little round things, a little smaller.
Almost bowls. They're like little tiny kind of bowls.
Yeah.
And then she would like light a lighter inside and then it sucks to your back or something.
Yeah.
Like you could get up and I would look like I have a whole bunch of tentacles on my
hickeys.
I showed you my back.
Hickeys are the after effect. Yeah, but while they're on there, they're stuck on there.
Yeah, but I didn't think you put cotton and burn those in there. That's like...
That's severe.
That's the real way.
I guess.
If it ain't dangerous, it ain't effective.
But your grandmother was a Zulu witch doctor. People know that, right?
Now they
Everybody
do.
Knows that.
Now we try to keep that quiet, but now they do, yeah.
Dean, I have a movie question for you. Are you accepting movie questions?
Let me check. Yeah, yes.
You take a movie question. All right. My wife and one of my daughters and I went to see the movie Get Out on Tuesday. That's the Jordan Peele movie. Right?
Yes.
Which
scary,
got
scary.
Incredibly, it is scary.
It looks great.
Very scary. But now, did anyone else pick up on this? It is basically beat for beat. It's the Stepford Wives. Does everybody know that?
It's a combination of that, and I saw some Night of the Living Dead.
A little bit of that,
also.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of that, but yeah, it's basically going into a Stepford Wives world. It's this an interracial couple,
mm-hmm.
the young lady bringing her African American boyfriend to their family's looks like summer home, I guess, and there's a gathering of the family's friends there, one whiter than the next,
mm-hmm.
and it's super. It's not exclusively white, but the other African American people there are extremely Stepfordy.
Yes. So it's like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner,
yes.
Night of the Living Dead, and the Stepford Wives all in one big movie.
That's exactly correct. Only, I think, terrifically suspenseful.
Yeah.
Really funny at times. And an amazing statement on racism in America as well. All written and directed by Jordan Peele of Key and Peele fame. The film just grossed $110 million.
Not bad.
And it is now it has become the first movie ever, both written and directed by an African American, to break the $100 million.
The first ever.
Well, written and directed. There have been other films that have been directed by or written by,
but never both.
Never both. He is the first ever to achieve that.
I would also like to predict that Allison Williams, who is she's known most notably for Girls on HBO, and she's the daughter of Brian Williams, the news guy. I think she's got a big future in movies, don't you?
Yeah, I do. She's really good in this movie, and so is the British. We've been calling him an African American actor, but he's not American. He's the
African British actor.
The African British actor, the black actor.
Yeah,
that plays opposite her as the boyfriend. Also so great in this movie. It's such a good movie. If you like suspenseful, I think I'm comfortable calling it a scary movie.
Yeah.
I'm really not comfortable calling it a horror movie because I don't think it fits that genre exactly. But if you want like a good, scary, suspenseful movie, they don't come much better than this one.
Yeah, he did a nice job. Jordan Peele did a very nice job. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll catch up on what movies...
And the Beast.
Bill, why don't you cup Dean for him?
All right.
Starving.
I can do that.
I'm so hungry for some Vicks Vapor Rub for lunch right now.
We'll find out more with Dean next. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN. All right, it's Bill Leff, and it's Wendy Snyder, and Dean Richards is on the line. We're talking movies, but first... from
is
the medical
Paul McCartney
desk.
Here?
No,
is
Paul McCartney's not here.
A surprise walk-on Bob Hope used to
do? No, Sir Paul McCartney's not here.
Oh,
no.
Damn
but
it.
Marilyn is here. Hi, Marilyn. You can understand Dean's affinity for Vicks VapoRub.
Yeah, you know what? I laughed so hard. I was driving. I almost had an accident. I'm 80 years old, and I said if I would have told anybody that I knew that I had to eat Vicks when I was a kid...
Marilyn, you were eating the regular Vicks because Vicks made these like almost cough drops, but you were eating the actual Vicks, huh?
No.
She put it on a spoon. My mother was a bohemian and dug it into that jar and put it in my mouth, and I had to swallow it.
Yep.
Did you say swear words or something? Because my mom used liquid joy in my mouth when I swore, but never the Vicks Vapor Rub.
No, I think. Seriously, I literally think. The thinking was, if it's good on the outside, it must be even better on the inside.
Marilyn, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend.
I'm reading from a website right now because pretty sure I'm the only person in America today who Googled eating Vicks VapoRub. it says a person should absolutely not eat Vicks VapoRub. In addition, Vicks VapoRub should not be placed under tight bandages in the nostrils, where we also always had it, or on wounds or broken skin that should not be heated, microwaved, or placed in hot water.
What about a little bit, just a dollop on a cracker? How would that be?
A dollop.
With pimento?
Yeah, with a little pimento.
Try that when I go.
What harm could come of that, Dean?
It didn't kill me back then. It probably won't kill me again this time.
Right, right, right. All right, we have to talk about Beauty and the Beast. Now, as a quick reminder for people who heard Dean and Wendy and myself talking about this last week, this is the movie that Disney put out, and if you watch a scene in this movie,
you'll become gay. Right.
Yeah, how about that?
It's conversion therapy. Lou said everyone thought that this was, that, you know, scientists had debunked the conversion therapy, but it turns out all you need to do is watch 2 seconds of this movie, and suddenly
you will be gay.
You're going to be running out to the store trying to find some Judy Garland records to buy.
Oh, my God.
Now, Disney, I have to give them credit because several people suggested to Disney, take that scene out because it's going to hurt your business. And Disney said, oh, no, we've made a movie. We're not changing it.
Yeah, actually, they screened, I don't even know if they screened the movie for officials in Malaysia, which is a predominantly Muslim country. They said that they objected to the so-called gay moment. I don't know if they saw it or not, because really these 2 seconds are so ridiculous to think that it's a gay moment. It's ridiculous. But so at first Disney said, we'll take the scene out so you'll show the movie in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
And then Disney had some second thoughts on it and said, this is how the movie, this is the body of work. We're not changing it. We're not taking anything out of the movie.
Good.
So they're just not going to show the movie in Malaysia.
Yeah. That's where I was going to go see it, but I'll see it closer to home, I guess.
They have a fantastic Cineplex, the Malaysian Cineplex 14.
They put Vicks VapoRub on their snow caps. You can eat those while you watch the movie.
It's delicious there.
So good. All right, what did you think? Is it as great as we're all hoping?
I love it. I just absolutely, by far the best movie of the year.
Really?
It's so well done. It stays true to the classic story. We all remember the 1991 animated version, which I recently saw again. It just happened to be showing on a plane, and I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of forget how great the animated version is. There was a stage version. It's based on an old folk tale from even before that. So this story of
it's as old as time.
It's as old as time.
Mm-hmm.
Goes back a long way of this, ironically, with all of this gay, so-called gay controversy, the story about accepting a person for who they are on the inside and not being put off by external things is a really timeless story that this new version maintains so well. All of the classic songs that you know from the Disney animated version are still there. And easily as good, in most cases, way better. Emma Watson does such a nice job as Belle, performing the songs. Dan Stevens does a fantastic job as the Beast. The digital virtual makeup that he explained to us, we have it on our website at WGNradio.com, explaining how they do that makeup. These days, I mean, it's no longer a mask. It's no longer sitting in a makeup chair for hours and hours. Most everything that you see of the Beast has been digitally created on a computer, which just completely blows me away still. But all the performances in this movie, Kevin Kline plays Emma
Watson.
Watson's father.
Yeah.
You have Ewan McGregor as Lumiere, the candlestick. And Sir Ian McKellen is Cogsworth, the clock.
Yeah.
Emma Thompson takes over the role as Mrs. Potts, the teapot, and is absolutely charming. I think that's one of the biggest things about this movie. As big as it is, as lavish as it is, with all the music and all the choreography, which I want to talk about in a second, there is an intimacy to this movie about this very tender story of finding love and being loved, and that's really I think what makes this whole story so beautiful and makes this movie so beautiful. But here's the thing that really puts it over the top for me. With an animated movie, you can pretty much do anything.
Sure.
You can have big Busby Berkeley-like, dance numbers with dishes and teapots and food and everything, because there are no limits in animation. You can do anything. So the fact that they're able to do this in a live animation, much of it is computer generated, but incorporating it with live people and live performances, coordinating the real world and the virtual world so flawlessly, so mind-blowingly in this movie is just so over the top. You'll sing along with all of the songs. Forgot to mention Josh Gad, who is so great as LeFou in the movie. Gaston is played by Luke Evans. They are both great in the film as well. Just great performances, great storytelling. Songs are amazing. This intimate feel, smallness while enormity of this film is just absolutely amazing. I loved it. I gave it a Dean's List A.
Dean's List A, and as you said, the best film of the year so far.
I think so.
Yeah. Is there an age limit for this? A caller wanted to know.
No,
is there?
I don't think so. I'd feel pretty comfortable. I mean, everyone knows their kids, better, and how much patience they'll have sitting there. The movie is 129 minutes, mm-hmm. So it's not. They didn't pander to kids by making this a super short film. It's a little over 2 hours. So if you think your kids can sit there for 2 hours, but it's whimsical, it's fun, it's silly, it's thoughtful. The only, there are a couple of kind of animated scary moments when Belle tries to escape from the castle on horseback and is surrounded by a pack of wolves. So that gets a little bit tense. That might be a little scary moment, but you'll your kids, and how much they can take. I think at really anything above the age of five, I would be perfectly comfortable, taking kids to. And I think adults are going to absolutely love this as well. My experience just in talking about this for the last couple of weeks since I interviewed the cast was that you found an age group of people who were little kids when this first came out, and they're so excited about it, and their parents who are a generation older, and they have incredibly fond memories of this movie as well, and can't wait to see it. It's already broken the record for advance ticket sales with Fandango.
Oh yeah,
it's expected to make somewhere in the neighborhood of about $130 million. In its opening weekend, except if you're in Malaysia, and I know you have a huge Malaysian following on this show.
Yes, we do.
You're in for quite a treat this weekend. See it on as big a screen as you can because it's beautiful and colorful. I saw it in IMAX also.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. You will come out of the theater completely entertained by this
excellent
movie.
Dean, can't wait to see it, and we appreciate your review. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Dean.
That's Dean Richards. We'll find out what Steve has next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.